Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It was tough first. This happened last Friday, and it was interesting, really. It was obviously, for those who don't know, Germany sacked Hansi Flick after, funny enough, Endo and his Japan team absolutely wiped the floor with them in a recent game. Paul Joyce reported again on Friday that Jurgen Klopp rejected the Germany job before they appointed Julian Nagelsmann on a short-term deal. Interesting because Germany hosts the Euros, and he could have been the manager of his home team in the Euros. Fair enough that they've asked the question, but there's been a lot of talk recently about Jurgen's future. Obviously, he's under contract for another couple of years. It looks like he didn't even give this one a second thought, which is nice because I know a lot of people would just presume he would just dismiss it, but I don't think it would be particularly easy for every single person in the world to go, you know what, here's my home country in the home Euros to come and manage them. But he has just knocked it on the head straight away.
I mean, I think with Jurgen, there's a few things. But what one is obviously, I think he knows that when he wants that job, he can have it. You know, I don't think it's one of them where it's like, this is the only chance you get to be the Germany manager. You know, sometimes that is the case, isn't it, with clubs or with national teams. You know, you say no now and you'll never get another one. Maybe it's like Graham Potter, for example, must have looked at Chelsea and thought, I think I'll ever get that opportunity. I think, obviously, you say, you know, yeah, what an honour. The home Euros, the chance of glory. There's also the chance that you sort of look at Hansi Flick. Hansi Flick won everything at Bayern Munich. You know, was the real sort of hot property in football. It's not worked out for him, and all of a sudden his stock's plummeted. You know, if you do have a, imagine Germany went and had a sort of underwhelming or really poor Euros, and it's possible with the way that the team's been going. Yeah. You know, you've said goodbye to Liverpool to do that. You know, that would be in my mind. But also, I think just the way he's been speaking about this team just tells you that. You know, I don't think it's coincidental that he's been speaking this way, but that I think it's, I won't say re-energised them, but it's definitely energised them. Yeah. You know, it's given them this feeling of, oh, I'm really sort of, almost flashbacks, I think, you know, to sort of probably the start of his Dortmund journey and when he saw that team starting to emerge, probably the start of his Liverpool journey where he's seeing pieces falling into place. And, you know, I've heard him speak many, many times on camera and off camera, like watching training and sort of saying to, he like says to his coaches, you know, like well, look at this, you know, like this is unbelievable, you know, the standard of quality. So I think it was never likely to come there. I'm not surprised Germany, obviously, listen, if you're the German FA, you're looking and saying, right, who's the man? I'm pretty sure, like those sort of police dramas when they have the suspects sort of lined up, I'm pretty sure the biggest picture on that board is Jurgen Klopp and he's the target number one. But yeah, I'm not surprised that he said no to it. I think there's an expectation that he will manage Germany one day, but I think it's still a fair way down the line. He doesn't to me strike me as someone who's sort of easing into that approach of, I wouldn't mind a sort of more laid back management life. I think he wants the sort of day to day, and he wants the ability to keep building something. And listen, if Liverpool carry on the way they're going, I think he is going to build something.
Absolutely. It was interesting, his comment, wasn't it? He says, you know, this isn't year eight, this is year one. I think that was a great comment. Obviously, he's under contract till 2026. My hope is that you talk about re-energising him, because he looked knackered when he's been speaking about it. I think he said last time he signed the contract, I didn't want to leave Liverpool in this period of transition without me. Now they're going through that transition, and it looks like, touch wood, he might have got it right again, which they've done on a couple of occasions now. It's just do I want to give this team to somebody else now? Because if it goes as well as Dortmund build went, and then as well as Liverpool first build went, like, you know, go and reap the reward yourself. I wonder if I'm FSG now and he's in this greater mood, I'd be like that with a contract in front of his face. Can you do a little bit now?
I've heard people say that, and you know, I know there was a little bit of sort of false hope put on Twitter yesterday, wasn't there? You guys tweeted something where it was, if you think I'm going to get excited about someone tweeting about a contract.
That sounds like something Dan would tweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a wind-up thing, but you're right. I mean, I think as well, from his point of view, and listen, this is me speaking as the sort of devil's advocate a little bit. What has he not proven as a manager? What he hasn't proven is, can he do it again?
Yeah.
As in, with the same club. So you got Dortmund to the top of the mountain, you know, nearly make Dortmund European champions, you know, having won back-to-back Bundesliga, unbelievable achievement. But it went away and it fell away, and he, you know, he ended up still being successful, but not quite rekindling that glory. You got Liverpool to the top of the mountain, incredible, you know, 3-4 years of success, higher standards imaginable, but fell away. And now, you know, now he's rebuilding again. If you can do it again, and that was what, you know, that's what the great managers are sort of defined by, really, you know, the great managers I'm talking about. And I'm thinking of Ferguson as sort of probably the number one example, and maybe Wenger as the number one example, the opposite of, oh yeah, but Wenger had a golden period. Even Mourinho had a golden period, but it didn't last and it fell away. If Jürgen can get Liverpool back to, you know, even just winning the Europa League, winning, you know, competing for the title again, it just reaffirms this idea that, wow, like, what a manager. You know, it wasn't just how everything fell into place for him and he got the right people around him and Michael Edwards was doing all the good business and, you know, Man City had an off period or whatever. It just reaffirms this idea that, wow, this is some manager. And I do think that would, I'm not saying it would be top of his list. You know, he says often, doesn't he, oh, I don't read what people think or whatever. But I do think that idea of, you know, can we get that proper feel? And also, a little bit, can we get that feeling of those parades and that, you know, imagine winning the Premier League, even the Europa League, the Champions League again, but with the supporters as well behind us. I think that would really, really sort of, it would be his utopia, really. And yeah, I think the only way he's going to be doing that is at Liverpool, isn't it? You're not going to get that feeling, you know, with the German national team or, you know, by going on a sabbatical for the year and waiting for another job to turn up. So I think he's still very much in that mix of proving himself again. Not that he needs to with Liverpool supporters, but maybe just, you know, as I say, cementing that legacy and idea that this is one of the great managers of the modern era, which, you know, for me he already is, but he's still, you know, you can still move further up that list.
We saw his reaction at full time. There's a clip on online, yeah, which I'm sure if you haven't seen it, by the way, guys. And he was right banging it. First of all, he seems to love the purple. Like he's yeah, rocking the light. I mean, Liverpool are home and he's still rocking the purple.
My girlfriend texts me 10 minutes into the game. I'll be WhatsApp up on my laptop and I just a Klopp's outfit and a heart eyes emoji, and I was like yeah, and didn't care to me. I was looked at him and I was like, yeah, he's in purple, isn't he? So he just did his luggage maybe get lost on the way back from Lask, but
he looked nice.
Yeah, no, but I think that's another one, isn't it? You know, like, you can tell with Jürgen there are just a few, there are moments where he has his finger on the pulse of mood. And I remember it, the one I remember was when they beat Leeds 6-0 in that, the quadruple season, where it was almost a little bit like Liverpool had gone 10, 12 points behind City and they were starting to claw it back, but there was a lot of a mood where it was a bit like, it's not happening. And then he beat Leeds and it was almost like he went, right, press the button, and he give it, didn't he? You know, he give it beans, you know, in front of the cop, and it was like, right, we're in this, come on, you know, let's have it. And I do think there is a little bit of a feeling of that now. It's like, you know, look, West Ham at home, it's not, nothing new to beat West Ham at home. You know, they've not won many games at Anfield in the last 50 years. But that is that feeling of, that's another tough test passed. You know, that's 5 wins in a row. You know, look, we're in there now. Look, do you believe me now? You know, have you stopped worrying about the transfer window? Have you stopped worrying about having a number six or whatever? Come on, let's have it. And yeah, I do think he's sort of, he looks a little bit of a man reborn this season, doesn't he? And his team are following suit.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Looks like, I think, you know, sometimes as a fan or as a coach or whatever, anyone really, when you've got a good team, and you can tell sometimes, like in boxing, I'm a big boxing fan, and you can tell when a boxer knows that, like, I'm probably going to beat this guy. They carry themselves, they have an attitude. And Jürgen last year, he seemed a bit, again, I know he's had a couple of run-ins with people this year, but like, he was very tetchy. He was always going, like, he's big, the smiles back. Like, I remember being on the cop and people were wanting to do the fist pumps and he was having none of it. I think we joined, and it was like, you could tell now he's got, I don't know if mojo's the right word, but David said, didn't he, you know, this is a serious team. I think Jürgen thinks he's got a serious team now.
I think as well, I think you're right. I think it's a bit like, you know, a bit like mouthing off when you've got nothing to back it up, and no, that's a sort of very basic way of putting it. But there were a few moments last season where, and I said this to journalists at the time, and I think one of the questions was something I asked them. But there was a couple of times when journalists, and not to catch him out, not to be rude or anything, but asked him something where I thought, you know, if Liverpool were going for the title, he'd have bit and said, are you for real? Like, you know, are you really asking me that question? You know, but he actually would almost go, yeah, you're right. You know, like, we are, you know, slow starters at the moment, or we are sort of, we did look, you know, like we were lacking confidence, or yeah, we, whatever, you know, it was like he'd accepted that, you know, like, I can't defend that, or I can't sort of, you know, I can't fight for this team's honour at the moment, because the evidence is there in front of you. I think he's very different now. Obviously, we've seen a few moments this season, of course, where he's, you know, he's not taken kindly to sort of the idea of criticism. But I think when you know you've got the artillery behind you, it's a lot easier to sort of be that kind of forceful, you know, defiant character. I think last season there was a few moments, I think, where he just looked a little bit browbeaten and a little bit sort of not out of ideas, but sort of sick. I think he actually said that at Wolves. I'm pretty sure he said, you know, I can only keep saying this for the same, you know, for a certain amount of time. We can't keep going back to playing 60 games last season. It's January, I think he said, or February. We've got to get over ourselves a little bit, and I think there was an element of that last season. It doesn't feel like that. I think one of the big things from this season feels like excuses are just being removed from the way, you know, transfer window doesn't matter, early kickoff doesn't matter, you know, travel, Europa League doesn't matter, the injury or suspension for Virgil van Dijk doesn't matter. It, you know, just we'll win, we'll get it out the way, and so far so good. Listen, Saturday's huge, huge, huge game. Because I think Tottenham are in a different way, but very similar. I actually covered their game at Burnley recently. They won 5-2, I think, up at Burnley. I definitely did cover it. but it reminded me a little bit. There was a little bit of Liverpool about it in the fans at the end, you know, in Turf Moor, where they were sort of worshipping Ange Postecoglou and sort of they were chanting, "We've got our Tottenham back," and this feeling of, ah, look, we're starting to love this team, and that makes them a dangerous proposition. You know, you saw them, I think they lose that game on Sunday against Arsenal 9 times out of 10 in recent years. They fought back, so they're a serious proposition, and if Liverpool can go and get a good result there, I mean, that really is another huge hurdle passed on this sort of journey for, you know, re-establishing themselves as one of the top sides.
Absolutely. If Mike Gordon or FSG are watching, you can put the contract in front of him now while he's in a good mood. He'll go, yeah, you'll go and box that one off, and we'll get another couple of years added on to the end of it. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that clip from our JNO Insight show. We have that over on Red Men Plus. each and every Tuesday. Neil comes in and talks about the latest happenings on and off the field at Liverpool. So if you like that show, that clip of the show rather, and you want to watch the entirety of it, we talk about Kostas's new contract with a little look towards the Leicester game, a little look back at the West Ham game, a little bit about Ryan Gravenberch seemingly being bombed out by the Netherlands, and a few other bits and bobs as well. Then yeah, redmenplus.com, from as little as $6.99 a month, you can get it as a video or as a podcast in your native podcast feeds. I'll see you all over there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.